You don't have to change the other person. I'm getting into too much of that. Oh, if only so-and-so would change, why, everything would be hunky-dory. If only they... What was that beautiful statement that you came up with?
Oh, okay. I forgot what it was now. I know it brought a chuckle out of us all.
Yeah, it's in working with other people. If you, if they only learn how to be more like me, everything would be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The comment we're talking about healing people or helping people. And what I was saying was that it dawned on me when I talk about helping people, what I am really saying most of the time is, if they can only be like me, I'll help them to be like me because I'm great. And of course, you don't have the right to change the world. You should just change your own perspective. It, which means change yourself.
And then your world changes. That's the magical part. Yeah. So here, change your field, and then the circumstances change. It's very powerful. Now, along with this, you can also change your field in different ways, in being aware of it. And you can think of it as sending portions of your field or creating a field around other people. You put a field around, I prefer field to shield, but use shield for first aid. You put a field around your car. If I'm leaving my car, I don't do this anymore, but when I used to, there was a time in my life, in my younger days, when I felt that I had to park in places where you weren't supposed to park. Or if I had forgotten to lock the door and didn't want to go back and bother with it, I just put my hand up and put a field around it. And use your imagination to do that. Your imagination acts like the guideline or the channel for the experience to take place. You just put a field around your car with the intent that you can do it a number of different ways. You can think of it in terms of protection if you like, but do your best to do that without a sense of fear. In the same way that you would put clothes on because it's nice and comfortable to have clothes on rather than being afraid of getting cold. You put on clothes because you like to be warm. Okay. Well, you put a field around your car because you like it to be safe, not because you're afraid it's going to be broken into. It's a big difference in motivation there. Or you put sometimes we'll put a fog around it. If I've run through a light and there's a policeman behind me and I just put this fog around the car, and no problem. Okay. It's very useful sometimes. But so you can project out the aura, or think of it in terms of creating an aura around something else, and you can either do that to give it, to protect it, family member, friend, or something that you may think is going to be in danger or trouble or something like that, or you can put it around as a healing, harmonizing field. And then if you want to, you can even then begin to modify it with color. And you send that same, with your imagination, send that same field around, only you add a color to it. And you can put it around small things, you can put it around big things. We'll do experiment with color in a moment, but in my household as my kids were growing up, we would play a lot of psychic games, and one of the we'd play psychic chess. Now psychic chess is regular chess, with the added thing that the people playing have the option of fogging. So what fogging is when you're playing chess is you're setting up a strategy and you put a fog around that part of the board so the other person doesn't notice what's going on. Okay? And you build up your strategy under cover of the fog, right, until you finally release the fog and bam, you go in. And the game is who can set up the strongest fog and who can penetrate the others. Very, very interesting. Okay, some added dimension to it. There's all kinds of ways that you can use this. Now we're doing the color. Let's have an experience of how the colors feel to us. When you get your personal sensations of how these colors feel, that will help give you an indication of how to use colors for helping others. So let's take a deep breath. Go inside. Use some Pico Pico. Build up your energy. Be aware of your aura. And be aware of it as clear or white. If it helps to get an image of some object, if you want to have clouds or white flowers or something like that, that helps you get a concept of it, that's fine. Put those in your aura. If you can think of a clear vibration or a quartz crystal, what that looks like, fine. But feel that, feel what that's like, being aware of your aura, being aware of its energy, and having it clear or white. Now change it to red. And again, use any kind of object or natural phenomena that helps you get that color sense, but fill your aura with red. And be aware of how that affects your body. Change it to orange. Think of something orange to help you get a sense of that color. You can fill it with oranges if you want to. How does that feel? Change it to yellow. Change it to green. Change it to blue. Change it to violet. Change it to white or clear again. To harmonize, and then come on back out.
That was nice.
It's a good development exercise by itself if you just do that. It's a good development exercise.